Steve Buss, and as promised, we're going to talk about Thunderbirds in this segment. And we have Major Carolyn Jensen, who's joining us once again this year. Last year you were here, and it was in the middle of sequester, so you didn't get to fly, but you were part of Women Soar. And
That's
so
right.
You're here trying to inspire young ladies. And now this year, amazingly, not only are you flying again, but you're actually flying here at Oshkosh. So what a difference 12 months makes.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and hopefully we made up for it yesterday with our show and the weather, and looking forward to a couple more good shows today and tomorrow.
Good. Call sign Blaze. I understand I'm not supposed to ask the origin of that name, but you are from River Falls, Wisconsin.
So, I am from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great to be back in the great state of Wisconsin.
Good. Do you have family coming to see you this weekend?
I do. Today I've got quite a few people coming in to watch the show and to experience everything that's Oshkosh.
Good. Any other Wisconsin natives on the team?
We do. We have another gentleman, Staff Sergeant Jake Kretsch, whose family's coming today, and so they'll be out here too in force watching us fly.
Great. So you're the first mother who's a Thunderbird. I read that the other day. How's your son?
He is awesome. He's,
yeah.
Growing up, he still is a big fan of the Blue Angels, but
oh.
You know, you do what you can, and then they just make up their own mind.
There you go. And your husband's still flying for the airlines?
He is, yep.
Okay, and former F-16 pilot as well.
Absolutely.
Wow, so we got it all. And your background in aviation also comes from family, and that's kind of why I'm centering in on that. Tell us a little bit about how you were inspired.
Yeah, my dad actually was a helicopter pilot, flew for the Marines during Vietnam. And so growing up, I'd go out to the Minnesota Air National Guard base and watch him with the Hueys and watch the C-130s with jumpers jumping out the back. And so I was always kind of intrigued by aviation and the idea of flying and service, really. So I was in Eau Claire on the other side of the state when I saw the Thunderbirds fly when I was a young kid. And I knew right then and there I wanted to fly F-16s, be a fighter pilot someday.
Great. What steps did you take to make that dream come true?
Studied really hard in high school, tried to get good grades. I had to take the ACTs four times to get my scores high enough to get entrance to the Air Force Academy. But I did everything I could. I learned about the Air Force Academy, and that's the route I chose to get a commission. There's a couple other ways you can get commissioned as well, through officer training school or reserve officer training corps through different universities. So that's what I did, and the fourth time I ever flew in an airplane was my ride to the Air Force Academy to start basic training. So I initially started flying gliders, Schweitzer 233s at the Air Force Academy, and that's where I really, really fell in love with it.
Great. What different aircraft have you flown in your career so far?
So the Schweitzer 233, I flew a Slingsby T3 Firefly. I flew the T-37 Tweet, the T-38. That's what I've got quite a bit of time in that, and then the mighty F-16, which is what we're flying here at the Thunderbirds.
I would take it then the F-16 is probably your favorite right now.
Yeah, I love it. You can't beat 30,000 pounds of thrust in afterburner, so.
Kind of fun. Now, for most of us pilots, we have a bucket list of airplanes we'd like to fly. I mean, obviously, for a private pilot like myself, something like an F-16 would be a bucket list kind of thing, but you're already there, so what's on your bucket list for airplanes, if you'd fly any airplane you
want to? Vintage. A P-51 would be awesome. A B-17, World War II kind of fighter bomber would be pretty neat.
All right. So you arrived Thursday, and you did what's called a survey flight. Now, I've never seen that before, and I think folks were kind of wondering exactly what it was you were doing. You were just kind of flying around.
Yeah, everywhere we go, we've got the show center, so you can see there's some buses out there where the show center is, and then there's a bomb burst marker that's down about 3,000 feet down that way. And then we have lines that are based off of that, parallel, perpendicular, and then where we do our rolls is 30 degrees off of that show center line. So we go out and we make sure we know where any towers are. We look at ground references for different mileage for where you start maneuvers to pull up to pull through maneuvers and look at where the aerobatic box is and just kind of get yourself familiar with all the different ground references. So when we get out there, we're also looking at our heads-up display, which gives us distances, and we call it the green stuff because it's transmitted in green on the heads-up display. But then you back that up with the visual reference, it's a lot easier to fly. So your cross-check's a lot bigger, and you're more confident in where you are and what you're doing.
Any good checkpoints out there that you identified?
Yeah, there's a gravel pit over there, I'm turning around that. And then there's this neat little neighborhood that's got a bunch of houses that are in a circle, and that's right on a 3-mile arc for me. And there's a lot of people here this year. There's a whole bunch of campers all the way out. And when I run in, I'm right at the edge of the campers for the bomb burst on the way in.
Cool. So Camp Schiller is a marker for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, right back out that way.
Excellent. The show you flew yesterday, was that the regular show? I've heard some people say it was a flat show because of the weather, or was that the regular show?
Yeah, we have three different versions of the show depending on the weather. The worst weather we can fly in is 1,500-foot ceiling. That's actually waved down from a 2,000-foot ceiling, but 1,500 feet is the lowest. We need 5 miles of visibility because we're going pretty fast, and we got to be able to pick up those guys further away. But it was actually our low show. So the high show, you get to see all the rolls, the over-the-top maneuvers and the rolls. So loops and rolls. The low show is what you saw yesterday, so you got to see a couple rolls in there. The solos got to do some vertical maneuvering. The single ship guys are the solos. And then the flat show is just flat maneuvering all the way through, so that's that lowest ceiling. But we were able to get the low show in, and if the weather stays like it is right now, then hopefully we'll get to do the high show today.
I hope so. I mean, today's starting out better than it did yesterday, and the forecast is good, but with, as you know, with Midwest, with Wisconsin weather, it's subject to change any moment. Tell us a little bit about how the team is, the pilots are actually selected for the Thunderbirds.
Well, we need to come in with at least 750 hours in fighter or trainer type aircraft. Most of us are way over that. Actually, all of us are pretty far exceed that. And then we go through an application process where you you get together your last five performance reports for your officership. You have your entire flying record. They get every single check ride document that you had going in. You get a photograph of yourself in your uniform so they know you know where to put your rank and your medals and everything on your uniform. You write a letter why you want to be a part of the team, what it means to you. And you send in your application. We get anywhere from 30 to 50 applicants each year. And then they pick about a dozen people for the pilot side to come out and interview, and you go to an air show like this and you walk around in the crowds and the sun and the wind and make sure that it's something that you're ready to do, and you interact with the team, and then they we get to do all the great things that we do, like hospital visits and Make-A-Wish and going to schools, so you get to see everything. And they take those 12 people, they narrow it down to six. A month later you do it all over again at a different air show, and then they finally pick the last three finalists to come into the flying positions. Our support guys that we have do the same kind of a thing. On the officer side, they go to one show, come out and see how it is, see if they like it, and then we pick from there. And then we've got two of my enlisted crew chiefs here with me, and our enlisted folks go through a pretty similar process, big application, a lot of word of mouth. You guys don't come out for an interview, however, but they definitely get inundated as soon as they get to the team.
Well, and you mentioned your crew chiefs who are here, and they've been patiently waiting or dreading the fact that I might ask them a question. So, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Alex Reed.
Okay.
Staff Sergeant Matt Denny.
All right. So what's how long have you been with Thunderbirds right now?
I've been with the Thunderbirds for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yep.
About the same, honestly.
All right. And is that a typical term? How often do the crews rotate?
It's a 3-year tour for enlisted. Depending on manning, we could stay for a fourth. So okay. I'm into my third year right now. But I'm actually avionics. I'm not a crew chief. So we have a much smaller career field as far as the team goes.
And he does a lot of the work.
Amazing.
And I have a lot of work.
and for you, Major Jensen, what's the term for the pilots? Is that 3 years
as
well?
Yeah, the pilots and then the other four officers on the team as well is a 2-year tour. Okay. But with sequestration, we got retained for a third year. So all the officers on our team this year will do three.
All right. And does the entire team change over every year, or do you retain?
No, we do half and half. Okay. The support guys are a little bit offset on that, but for the pilots, we do half. So we've already selected, and pretty soon, actually, I think when we get back, a couple of the new guys are showing up to get F-16 qualified. And so there's going to be a new Thunderbird number one, a new Thunderbird number three. So if we come back next year, you'll see somebody else. And then number five or number six becomes five, and we're going to get a new number six next year. And then as well, the narrator that you're going to hear today and our advanced pilot, he is changing out as well. So
great. What do you have any plans for post-Thunderbird world?
I do. I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C. and work as a legislative fellow for a year and a half.
Working on behalf of the Air Force?
Yep. I'll get to wear civilian clothes, and they'll basically put me in a congressman's office, and I can advise with military items and whatever they need for me to do.
Great. So
I'm pretty excited.
Good. I understand you make a mean chocolate chip cookie as well?
Oh, yeah. You have to ask Five, though, because he's a baker.
Yeah.
And so we kind of have this little... you know, we need to have a bake-off someday. His own mom told me that she really liked my chocolate chip cookies, so I don't know. I think I might have won already.
So, yeah, I mean, if number five's mom says your cookies are better, that's it, yeah. So, all right. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk a little bit about a typical day for the Thunderbirds as you're both getting the airplane ready and actually flying the airplane. So we'll do that in just a moment. You're listening to From the Stand, and this is EIA Radio.